is about 60 workers generally in the hospital that have left, and that includes all the categories, nurses, cleaners, some doctors, and the other group, supporting group in the hospital, like the other paramedic group. You know, the hospital is a state hospital, and it's taking care of different units. So if you put in even the cleaners, who form the majority of the workers in the hospital, yes, they are also the majority of the people who have left. But yes, it is 60, but not all nurses.
Why do you think over 60 workers left this profession, Honorable?
These economical problems we are facing as country has affected the state and the hospital. Also, the relative peace in Jonglei State, many health partners have actually come to deliver some services in the state. You know, these partners, health partners, they are actually fishing in our baskets. They tempted our nurses or the people who are qualified in areas of health, because they are taking advantage of people not having salaries and coming with cash. There is no way we can prevent this particular group to join the NGOs.
Like, how many nurses now are we left with serving the entire population of Jonglei State at Bor State Hospital?
The number, according to the administrator of the hospital, is more or less like 20-something who are left.
So how has it affected the day-to-day operations here in the hospital?
The operation is really hampered by this crisis. Like, for instance, the operational theater is only handling emergencies. We have stopped surgeons for cold cases. And this is due to lack of power, because you know that the prices of fuel are actually skyrocketing, so we are not able to run the hospital 100%. Also, in terms of other supplies and consumables, we have a shortage here and there. So sometimes our consignment in terms of medicine and drugs, it delayed sometime.
This is the main hospital saving lives and the biggest. Many people actually rely on it. Now that with people going away, there might be an option of how to get them back. So what remedy do you have?
We have two plans. Of course, as a government, we still believe the crisis are temporary and we shall overcome them. One, the security improve, mean that the situation become easier for all of us. The second is mobilizing our partners so that they have input. Maybe some partners will be able to pledge paying some incentives to the people who are working. We believe that will make us retain the one we have now, and maybe ask the others who have left to come back and join the state hospital and the ministry in helping serving the population in Jonglei State.
Now, what has happened to these 60? Have they been terminated from the Ministry of Health as well as the Bor State Hospital?
Yeah, the administrative procedures are always applied and people abide by them.
Now, how would you describe the situation of Bor State Hospitals in less than 10 words?
Up to 5, you'll still get people in the outpatient are still working. And although we have the emergency unit, which continues to be developed 24 hours.
Honorable, should we be worried as the people, I'm referring to the residents of Bor who depend on this hospital, should we be worried of what is going on now here?
I will tell them that they shouldn't be worried. The problem we have faced in July, August, September, it was the upsurge of malaria cases, and it is understandable why we have so many cases of malaria. And as I told you, to the population of Jonglei, maybe 3/4 population of Jonglei have come to Bor. People will feel that, yes, we have limited medicine, but we will always tell people, please, don't go and say that there's no work in the hospital or there are no drugs in the hospital. You are discouraging people not to access services. Let them come, even if you don't have medicine to give you, at least the doctor will see you and you will be given a prescription. If you are able to buy outside, that's well and good. If you are not able to buy, at least the doctor will tell you what are you suffering from.